Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. I'm very happy because Audacity just ate my whole episode, episode 90. I did Quilt Diaries. I was just editing the introduction, and that little color wheel of death started swirling around. Do you know that? I don't know if that's only a MacBook thing or an Apple thing, but yes, little color wheel of death. And it all disappeared. And I am bummed. It wasn't the greatest episode in the world, but it was nice. I did it. I finished it. I was feeling proud of myself. That's the second time this has happened. I may need to figure out GarageBand because I'm a little frustrated. I can't recover everything I said. I'll tell you the highlights. First of all, I want to thank everyone who commented on last week's episode. I got a lot of really nice comments and I felt almost badly. I was actually very touched by the comments because I feel like the last few weeks I have not been the greatest quilty podcaster. I have been faithful and true, mostly, but I haven't had a lot of quilt action going on, just making those stars for Rick's star quilt. And that's not a just. I should edit that just out, except now I'm very scared of editing since Audacity is eating my recordings. But I'm just sort of plowing away, and I am not quilt-centered right now. There are times where I really am, where I'm staying up with all my quilty podcasts, I'm staying up with all the quilty magazines, I am just thinking a lot about quilting and quilt making and really energized by it. And right now things are very busy. And so I'm still working and still having a good time. And I am getting a little bit caught up with my podcast. I love listening to my quilty podcast and I'm getting caught up. But I'm not being energized by quilting right now because I'm not really being energized by much. I'm on the go. I could use some energy and I'm really looking forward to getting back from the beach and having time just to be quiet and focus and do my work and not be running around or planning for trips. We're going to the beach, and I'm very excited about going to the beach. Do not get me wrong. But as exciting as that is, it's a lot of work to get ready. So I'm looking forward to getting quiltier, but I haven't been so quilty lately, and I listen to other people's podcasts like Pam over at Hip to Be a Square, and Sandy, Quilting for the Rest of Us, and they're very quilty. They're very quilty. They talk about quilt stuff all the dang time. It's crazy. I don't know how they do it. And here I am just rambling on about this, that, and then y'all leave really nice comments and say, oh, I really enjoy your podcast. How nice is that? I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Here's where I am. Okay, so I've been working on Rick's Star Quilt and trying to figure out, am I going to get this done? Well, I didn't know because I didn't know when the last day of our class was. Well, it turns out it's July 10th, and I could definitely, if it was just me, I could get it all done. Not a problem. Not much more to go. I've got 13 star blocks to go. They're small blocks, easy to put together. I could get those done before we left for the beach. The problem is the back, because I want to get the other people in the class to sign their own block. I want to make it from all of us, even though in some ways that's a little nutty, because I'm the one who made the quilt. No one else even knows about the quilt at this point, but I do. I would love for everyone to write a nice note to Rick on a block with, you know, fabric pen. And I want that to happen. And that's the one thing I can't make happen. Because I will not, for instance, be going to church this Sunday or next Sunday because I'll be at the beach. And we don't have class the week of July 4th because it's the week of July 4th, et cetera, et cetera. So I just can't pull it off. And it's distressing, and I feel a little mad at myself for not being more proactive. I could have gotten this quilt done. It's a pretty easy quilt, and I just haven't. And I really wish I had focused on it a bit more than I have. But I didn't. The thing is, life is that way. It's okay. I've done worse things in my life than not get a quilt made on time. I'll beat myself over those things. Thank you very much. And we're going to start up again in the fall. So it could be sort of a startup. Happy to be back together present. That's what it's looking like. And that's kind of a relief because I'd also like to work on some other projects. I want to finish quilting the Hexagon Garden quilt, hand quilting the Hidden Stars quilt, and last night I even did some knitting, which I enjoy. It's relaxing. Sometimes a girl just wants to sit in front of the TV and relax. I watched part of the movie Junebug, which I've actually seen all of, and if you like Amy Adams, this is her first, I don't know if it's her first film role ever, but I think it's the one that really got people paying attention to her. She's amazing. The movie's set in North Carolina and filmed in North Carolina. The guy who directed it, Phil Morrison, I went to college with, and I think I kind of knew him. I remember him, but we weren't buddies or anything, but he was buddies with some of my buddies. He was a little bit younger than I was. Anyway, it's beautiful. If you want to see how beautiful North Carolina is in the Piedmont region, you should see it. And if you want to see Amy Adams doing an amazing job as a young pregnant woman, you should see it. And she actually does a North Carolina accent. She sounds like she's from North Carolina, and I don't think she is. So I just wanted to watch that and knit. So I did, and it was nice. And nice not to kind of have that pressure that I was having. But I will, I promise. I will get this quilt done before we start up again with our little group. Still, feel a little frustrated. Should have done better. What else did I talk about on my destroyed by Audacity episode? You know, just talked a little bit about what I'm reading. Went to the library today. Got lots of books for the beach. All kinds of things. But you know, it's funny. I took the boys and they got tons of stuff, which is great. But I was under a little pressure because I really would have loved to have like an hour or so to wander around and be inspired. But they got their books really quickly. So I just decided we should go and it was getting late. I might go back. I thought, well, I'll just go back. But you know, I feel like I have so many books here that I've not read, that I've picked up over the years meaning to read, and I haven't. And so I'm thinking, you know, I should just bring books that I already own and been meaning to read. The thing is, you never know, going to the beach, what you'll be in the mood to read. So you have to have a variety. You don't want to be stuck. Now, there is a really good bookstore on Ocracoke Island. So there's always that. And I think they sell some used books. So there's always that. But I like to come in with a pretty good supply myself. So it was fun going to the library. Certainly fun getting the boys all their books. And I still have a couple days. I can go back at the last minute if I start to panic on Saturday. I'll go. What else to tell you? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me say thank you to the people who commented. I want to say thanks to AJ Dub, partly for commenting, very kind, partly for checking out some of my books from the library, doubly kind, and partly because it's just really fun to say AJ Dub. AJ Dub, I like it. Thanks to Shelley Beth, to Jay, to Valerie, and Kelly the Fifth. It cracks me up because Jay wrote, really like the way you are playing with positive and negative space in the stars. And then Kelly the Fifth wrote, I so agree with Jay about the negative space, which is my favorite space in any quilt. They make me feel so smart. Like somehow I'm doing something on purpose, which they would be, because they're both really fine quilters with really good eyes and some very in-depth knowledge about art. I'm just following the pattern. So I love getting this, you know, props, these props for using negative and positive space in interesting ways. I didn't even know that's what I was doing, and yet I got compliments. Thank you. Heard from Cindy at Fluffy Sheep Quilting, a compliment on the compost picture. Thank you, Cindy. And a nice compliment about Rick's Star Quilt. Heard from Quilting Jenny, hello, who's also feeling like the year is flying by. Also hoping the summer will slow down. Heard from the lovely Tori, the wonderful Tanisha, who you may know as Crafty Garden Mom, Phil, Still Stitching, and Ellen. And Phil wanted to know if I would put links to the other podcasts that I mentioned. And Phil, let me tell you, if you go to my WordPress site, which you know how to do because that's where you commented, all the other podcasts that I mention are in that blog role to the right of the main text. And you can just click on Quilting for the Rest of Us or Crafty Garden Mom. Click, and you'll go to their websites, and then you can get to the podcasts themselves. And there are so many good podcasts to listen to. I hope you listen to them all. Phil mentioned Alexander McCall Smith, and you know what? I forgot to look for his books today at the library, because amazingly enough, I have not read them, but only heard really great things, and they seem like they would be really good beach books. Heard from a number of people about Lark Rise to Candleford, the love, the sorrow at it being canceled. Tanisha suggested Lilies. Well, no, she didn't suggest. She said next up in the British period dramas for her is Lilies. So she hasn't watched it yet. So that's not a rec. It's just a mention. I'm trying to think. Oh, someone, I'm not sure who it was now, mentioned Doc Martin. And yes, I love Doc Martin. Yes, and I've watched the whole thing, the whole series, but I'm going to start watching it again because it's really fun. If you haven't watched Doc Martin, it's Instant Cue, Netflix, a lot of fun. And if you're Anglophile, really lots of fun. Thank you to all of you for commenting. Again, I just felt really touched by that, having not really delivered the goods the last few weeks, and yet you came through for me. You know, I'm just trying to think, what did I say in the recording, the Audacity 8? I went on for a long time about a book I'm reading called The Locavore's Dilemma, which is sort of a response to The Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan. It's okay. You can tell that the authors, it's a husband-wife team, economists, that they think like farming is the worst work in the world. And there's types of farming where I would agree. I don't think I would like to be a migrant farmer, for instance. I don't think in general, you know, I think tobacco farming is really labor intensive, especially when you're picking the tobacco. That would be a tough one for me. I don't like being in the direct sun. But you know what I really think is drudgery? Factory work. That to me, drudgery. Okay, don't like the idea of picking tobacco in July or August or whenever you harvest tobacco, but I really don't like the idea of standing next to a robot and watching it to make sure that it's putting caps on the Coke bottles correctly each time. I'll take farming. So that's an odd thing, and you can also tell they kind of look down their noses at rural life, and I don't live in a rural area. I live sort of on the outskirts of a small city, but I think there's a lot to be said for rural life. I know a lot of people who are very happy living out in the country, who've chosen that kind of life and think it's grand. But one comment they made that kind of really ticked me off, talking about Barbara Kingsolver, who wrote, among many other books, Animal Vegetable Miracle, and how she left Tucson, Arizona, and moved to rural Virginia. And they talked about, well, my goodness, yeah, we suppose you probably could make, you could make a nice life there, but you would not have the opportunities for personal development that you would have in Tucson. I'm just like, oh, come on. I bet there are more suicides in Tucson than there are in rural Virginia. Just saying. I mean, people can be happy or unhappy anywhere. And the idea that there are not opportunities for personal development in the rural America, that's really sad. I mean, rural America is not a paradise. We all know that. We all know that. But just that idea that the people who are truly personally satisfied and accomplished are those who live in cities, it's not working for me. It bugged me. So I talked about that. I did. And talked about Rick Starquilt. Talked about, I don't know, my children aren't driving me crazy. Talked about the weather, which has been lovely, very hot. And we have a nice NPR station here, WUNC. And the afternoon announcer is wonderful. She has a beautiful voice. She's clearly very intelligent. She does a great job of reading the news and announcing things. But she editorializes the weather all the time. And I just want to email her and say, quit. Your job is just to read the news and tell us what the temperature's going to be. You're not going to tell me, oh, you better stay in tomorrow. It's going to be sizzling hot, really hot. Or, you know, in the winter, it's like, ooh, brr, it's going to be very, and just like, don't tell me your feelings about the weather. I don't need to know them. I need to know how to dress when I go outside this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Tell me that. Keep your emotions out of it, as I always do when discussing the weather. But it's been beautiful. It has gotten hot. It does feel like summer. And in this part of summer, you know what? That's okay. That's actually really nice. I've been getting up early-ish, you know, 7, which is when I get up all the time, but a lot of times in summer that I end up, and the beach will be the breaking point, the make or break point, because when I go to the beach, oftentimes I end up sleeping in much later. You get so zonked in a great way at the beach, but I'm still getting up at 7, which is nice because it has been very hot. And I've been taking Travis out for a walk. And it's just beautiful. Everything smells good and it's still cool. And it's just lovely. And then it gets hot. And that's okay because we have air conditioning. God bless America. I think that's about it. I'm sorry. I'm like trying to see when you do quilt diaries, you just say your piece and you let it go. I hardly ever listen. This is terrible. I edit the beginning. But the quilt diaries, for the most part, I just kind of let them go. I just kind of send them direct from me to you. And obviously I give them no thought because what did I say? Who knows? Life is good. Summer is nice until about July 7th. And then summer is a hell we must all walk through. And we get through it. And we get to the other side. And school starts. My children aren't driving me crazy yet, but I did tell them yesterday in the car. They were bickering. And I said this. If you ruin my vacation with all your bickering and smart talk and back talk to each other, not to me, I will ruin your summer. And I mean that. I just cannot deal with bickering children. And I've been talking to Jack about self-control and self-respect. A person with self-control has self-respect. A person with self-control does not have to say every little sarcastic thing that comes to his mind. That's the fact. That's self-control, knowing when to shut up and not share. We'll be working on that with him this summer. We really will. I hope we'll have a good time at the beach. I'm at this point. I've talked about this before. It's just, you know, as I've talked about before, the man is covering the legislature. Often meets in the afternoon, so he's around the house more in the morning. Love him. But as many of you shared with me, sometimes you just want to be by yourself. We went down to Atlanta this past weekend to see my brother and his wife and daughter. Lovely visit, lovely people. Went to a Braves game, great park, and had a great time. Drove down Friday, 6 hours, drove back Sunday, 6 hours. Bought some peaches on the way home. They are good South Carolina peaches, not Georgia peaches, South Carolina. Still yummy. Yeah, but anyway, 12 hours in the car. Lots of family time this past weekend. I thought, you know, other than the fact that Saturday night when we went to the game, it was so beautiful and cool, and there's not going to be another night like that to go to a baseball game for the rest of the summer, other than just catching the perfect night for a game, kind of wish we could have spread out the trips, because 12 hours in a minivan with your children, that's a long time. And Sunday morning we'll get up, and it's just we have to drive 4 hours to get to the ferry, and then the ferry ride is a couple hours. It's not so bad. And in the ferry ride, you don't have to stay in the car. You can go. In fact, I'll probably go sit inside in the room in the air-conditioned space in the ferry. We have a lot of together time, and I'm sort of this place where I'm not really desiring a ton of that. I like my children. Don't get me wrong. I like my husband. I think they're all grand. I think they're all wonderful people. I think they're funny and smart and interesting and entertaining. But sometimes a girl just needs a little time by herself. So I'm trying to kind of get that message across to people right now. Like, just we're going to have plenty of time together next week. Leave me alone right now. But you can't say that directly. You just have to imply it with glares, with running off to corners and hiding under blankets, that sort of thing. We'll have a good time. And I hope you have a good time this week. I hope it's a good week for you. I hope you get a chance to go to the beach this summer. If you're near a beach, it's a wonderful thing to do. I hope you're getting your quilty stuff done, or at least thinking about it, at least dreaming. Sometimes our dreams just kind of pull us along, even if we can't actually get the work done. I probably will not, in fact, I'm pretty sure I will not be podcasting next week. I won't be quilting. I've led you on long enough. I've just brought you over this rough terrain for too long. When I come back to you, I want to come back to you as a quilter, as someone who's living a quilting life. That's what I want. That's what I want for us, for our relationship. It's what I want. And I hope I will be able to give it to you when I get back. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Have a good week. Have a good couple weeks. Do your work. Behave yourselves. Love one another. I'm still working on a closing thing. I can't find it. That's not it. But it is really nice. And I hope you will. Love your peeps. Hang in there. I'll talk to you soon.